A very practical tip today on daily tips that may or may not help you with our guest tipper of the month, Emily Grimminger. Emily, what is today's tip?
This tip is very applicable to anyone starting a business, which is do not quit your day job if you can hold on to it as long as you can while you're doing this, especially if you're going to start a product-based business. It is going to be probably 50% more expensive than you anticipated it being.
Just in case people haven't been able to check out our past two episodes on Wednesdays in January and our longer form interview, which I definitely recommend checking out. Emily, what is your business?
My business is a flushable butt wipe company that comes in a very chic reusable dispenser. So there was a product development aspect to what I was doing, and that is extremely expensive. I started working on this at the end of 2023, primarily 2024, and continued to work my full-time job up until like the end of May 2025. And by the way, I was not happy in that job. I was pretty miserable, but I just kept thinking about it as like my seed money. Like that was the only way I could move this forward was to continue to work. I think a lot of people do, by the way, quit their jobs because they're seeing that on social media a lot. Like quit your job, you could start a business. And then I think they end up regretting not having an income for a much longer period of time than anticipated.
I love the reframe of you don't have to have angel investors. You could be your own angel investor. You can provide your own seed money by keeping that job a little bit longer, working a little bit more in the evenings and maybe waking up a bit earlier to make sure that you get in your side hustle while it's still a side hustle. And then eventually it becomes the main thing.
And I had another side hustle, which was my dog walking, which I would do almost every day after work.
Amazing, Emily. Thank you for that tip. And we'll be back next week, Tippendales, with another one from Emily. And of course, tomorrow, another one from me and Ned.
If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.